I would ask someone to contemplate, do they feel sharper or duller after contact or interaction with that individual? Because that's really going to tell you everything. Interaction can leave you drained or confused or feeling diminished, but that's information that you can gather from those experiences with that individual. You don't necessarily need a story, but you do need awareness. Awareness is going to enable you to pay attention to contradiction, making sure that words align or that actions meet or surpass words that are said, because words can be empty rhetoric where there's no meaning or depth behind it. And even you being subjected to energy loss is actually feedback of the interaction or dynamic with the other individual. And that can create confusion, but also confusion can be data, because you've extrapolated information from your experience with that other individual, and you're seeing positive or negative characteristics or traits with them. And you can either choose to embrace or detach from what you see with that individual, and possibly return to your peace in solitude because of the chaos with that lover's dynamic. That's what I think about with everything that you just said. And red flags, or the traps or the signs that you ignore in the beginning, end up being the reasons why you leave in the end.
Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at iamastrologyreadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it.